We're going to open this hour with a great friend of ours, and I remember well when she first joined us on the Mountain stage in 1992. It was just after she'd put out her first record on Rounder, which then was re-released later on Warner Brothers, and it was called Infamous Angel. Then she released a couple years later, released her second one, My Life, and then in 1996, her third one. And they included some wonderful songs, and her voice was so endearing, so beautiful. You probably, if you're a fan of hers already, you know that she's one of 14 children. She's born in Arkansas, raised in Southern California, and it'll be no surprise that she grew up listening to country music and gospel music, and then she took it her own way. It's been 16 years since she made a new collection of songs, a CD. But she's got one now, and it's really a fine one. It's called Sing the Delta. She went from Iowa, where she lives, down to Nashville to record it with some friends of hers, co-produced by Richard Bennett and Bo Ramsey and a lot of other folks. It's a great-sounding record, and, of course, her voice and songs make it great no matter what the production. Please welcome back to the Mountain stage, Iris DeMint.
You know more about me than I do. It's kind of. Hey, everybody. It's great to be back here with you. It's been a few years. When I was about 8 years old, my sister walked in the front door with a Tammy Wynette album. And I was back, you know, when albums were, well, they were albums. And I remember holding that thing up, you know, and her face was about as big as my face. And the thing I remember before I even heard it was how serious her expression was. And I remember thinking, she's somebody I should probably pay attention to. And boy, was I ever right. I'm going to send this out to Tammy Wynette, wherever it is in this great big universe she wound up.
Making my way back home. It's been the longest time. Not since I was a little child. Have I felt so good? Uh-huh. like walking through an open door. All those things that held me down, well, they just don't matter
you.
Well, like Larry said, it's been a long time since I've managed to get a bunch of songs together that I loved and cared enough about to motivate me to go make a record. But I finally did. I've gone through all the paint colors at the paint store. I've painted my living room every possible color there was, and the guy behind the counter told me to go home and find another hobby, so I decided I better get back to this songwriting thing. And here's the title song. It's about a part of the country that I started out in that my family goes way back in that means a lot to me. It's called Sing the Delta.
In my mind. laid down on that old river. Let it roll on out to sea. The Delta lived in my mama's voice in her hands. It's a language my spirit understands. Give it all just the way your daddy does. You both got your demons, but they're cloaked in love. And I know that lust, when you're calling to the test, but you got something that sets you right up. So take that heart, good as heaven ever made, and that voice that leaves like August in the shade. Let it rock that old cradle. Let it roll on out to sea. I've been east, I've been west and north. And that's
Thank you. Well, I suddenly feel like singing a bunch of fast songs. I don't have one of those on my list. What a little error might have gotten made here. So let's see. Well, I fibbed a little. I have one fast one on my list, and I'm gonna jump in on it here.
Go on ahead and go home. to bring along. Go on ahead and go home. Go on ahead, go home. The spirits of the dead will meet you up ahead, and you won't be alone. Go let your mama see you smile. Go let your mama see you smile. Well, mama's cotton grows tall, down where the cotton grows tall, where the bramble and rose and blue-eyed rancher grows beside an old mare's stall. Down where that cotton grows tall, down where the cotton grows tall, and the fragrant Delta breeze shakes the cypress tree. In the deep of the night, in the deep of the night, by the river so still, where sorrows come to heal and wrongs are made right. Down in the deep of the night, in the deep of the night, on a creaking porch swing, the ancient ones they sing, everything is alright. Let's go on ahead and go home. Go on ahead and go home. Boy, you done your best, time you took your rest and sheltering alone. Let's go on ahead and go home. Go on ahead.
Thank you. Well, man, if I'd have had my head on straight, I'd ask this Mountain Stage Band to come learn some of my songs. What was I thinking? And none of you guys said anything. What was that about, huh? So you'll just have to have me back, right? And yeah. Again. Well, I don't think there was ever a lazier flower than the morning glory. And for those of you who don't get out much, the morning glory just kind of shows its little face a few hours in the morning and calls it a day. Pretty good gig, if you ask me. I'm not exaggerating to say I don't laugh, but I fell in love with a little morning glory flower off my porch one day. And here's what came of it.
My garden of dreams. your day is done.
Thank you. Well, I think I have time for one more here. And there's a little song I started out writing about my dad. When I was about 3 years old, my dad helped stage a wildcat strike to try to bring a union to the Emerson Electric plant in Paragould, Arkansas. And with 10 kids at home, he stood on the picket line for a solid year. And yeah. I'm very proud of him. And unfortunately, the company won, and my dad came home one night and he told my mom to pack a bag. He said he was going to hitchhike a ride with some of the other guys and go out to California. And she did. And off he went and came back and got us sometimes later. And here, this song kind of picks up right there. I was about halfway through this song, and Aretha Franklin showed up. And yeah, I thought that was a little odd, but they seemed pretty satisfied there together, and so I left them that way. And I realized later there are two people who both have kept me going on the road of life in their own individual ways. And I love them both. So.
My dad, he worked at the Movie Land Wax Museum. He was the guy who kept the cobwebs off Sophia Loren. Every morning at 5, he'd get up and go. Of his shirt. My mother told me out back of that place there was a shed. And every chance he could, he'd step out there and bow his head. Oh, he was brave. I was up the road at school, but I know my name was presented to that God that he was talking to. Driving to the drugstore, just listening to my radio. And there she is, talking to me, the beautiful queen of soul. Oh, 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 oh. I blew up on the shoulder, it's just more. Aretha Franklin singing, "Precious Lord, take my hand." And if that ain't love, this mountain's just a hill. Oh, if that ain't love, water's what they're making and that's steel. That ain't love.
Good night, everybody. Thanks so much. I enjoyed singing for you. Thank you.
She now lives out in Iowa. Ms. Iris Dement. And you heard the title song of this brand new album called Sing the Delta. Her first CD out in 16 years, Iris Dement. This is her seventh visit to the Mountain Stage, and we're always very glad to see her. Well, Merle Haggard said she was the best singer he ever heard, and in the spirit of that, we're going to ask Bob Thompson to do a classic tune that was made into a country tune by Willie Nelson, another fine singer and friend of Mr. Haggard. Bob Thompson and his version of Stardust.
Thank you.
Bob Thompson, colortones.com is where you find his music. Stardust, classic treatment of a classic song.